There is in theaters this Christmas season a beautiful rendering of Barbara Robinson's classic story, The Best Christmas Pageant Ever. It's the story, of course, of the Herdman children. It is clear who they are from the opening paragraph, which proclaims, "The Herdmans were absolutely the worst children in the history of the world. They lied and stole and smoked cigars, even the girls. They talked dirty and hit little kids and cussed their teachers and took the name of the Lord in vain and set fire to Fred Shoemaker's old broken down tool house. They lived at home alone without parents, and they were always hungry. One kid at school inadvertently let it slip that free snacks are always available at his church. So the Herdmans show up one Sunday. They end up getting cast in all the leading roles of the annual Christmas pageant because they threatened harm to all the other kids if they asked for any of the roles. The Herdmans only wanted to be in the play because they heard dessert was offered after it was over. Turns out they didn't know the Christmas story at all. No one had ever invited them to church because everybody knew they were absolutely the worst kids in the history of the world. One mom who got stuck directing the pageant because the former director was injured explained to her daughter why the Herdmans had to be included. "Jesus came for the Herdmans," she said, "just as much as he did for you and me." Turns out when the Christmas story is read before rehearsal begins, the Herdmans hear the story for the very first time, and they are captivated. The boys predictably are enamored with Big Bad Herod, and they all want to be him. They have questions upon questions that those who are familiar with the story usually don't think to ask. They even go to the local library to do research on their characters. And just when they think they can't do it and they're ready to give up, the oldest child who's playing Mary, reflecting on their terribly tattered lives, says they should take their roles seriously. Because on the stage, they finally get to be someone else than the worst children in the history of the world. Through their participation in the pageant, the Herdmans are transformed, if only for the moment, by the wonder of the Christmas story. The whitewashed familiarity of the Christmas story can cause some of us to forget the crazy wonder of it all. A pregnant teenager who claims God to be the father of her child. Shepherds seeing angels singing in the sky, God's own child born in a barn and put to bed in an animal's feeding trough. This is the word of the Lord.
This is how God is saving the world? I wonder if it struck Barbara Robinson to intentionally name this family of renegades the Herdmans because of its similarity to the word shepherd, another despised group of people, unrefined, uneducated, always smelling like sheep, probably drinking more than they should. Maybe you've never thought of yourself or your family as the worst in the history of the world, but maybe you have thought yourself unworthy of love, especially God's love. I wonder if all the glitter and gifts of Christmas may not be commercialized fluff after all. Maybe God is trying to get your attention, to let you know that the world's greatest gift is given for you. Remembered this night in simple bread and Baptist wine. Maybe tonight, as you taste the bread and drink from the cup, the Herdman child in you will take into yourself the gospel truth that there is enough grace here for you too. And who knows? Maybe you will become someone else. Someone new. The child of God you were born to be. So tonight you're welcomed to the Lord's table to taste and see that the Lord is good and that His grace is greater than all our sin. And the mystery of Christmas? The mystery of Christmas is that if you take the Christ child into your arms, you will find yourself held by the greatest love in the history of the world. You may even experience Christmas truly for the first time. Amen. Let us pray. Tonight, O Christ, we remember your birth, your life, your death, and your rising. As we partake from this table, may Christmas become a deeper part of who we are. Through Christ we pray. Amen.